recording locally. Let's see if that works.
What the hell?
What?
There's a black square over my face.
That's what I was looking at, yeah, because I think it's this chat window that I've got on the OBS, yeah. Which if I minimize that, should go away. But it's interesting because I thought so there's a setting in OBS that lets you basically make the OBS window transparent, but apparently not that chat window, which is, you know what? Hang on, because it says sign into chat, so maybe I'm not fully signed in.
You know what else? Hang on, because now that we're live, I can see both of our logos are backwards.
Awesome.
Which is really funny because your Grim Reaper is looking to the right and mine is looking to the left, but the text is backwards on both of them.
Who cares?
This is happening. I care.
All right. It looks like the chat is now functional, but I'm not going to be able to see that because I've got that minimized so that you don't have a black square over your face.
I still have a black square over my face. Oh, wait, no, maybe not. There's a delay.
We're still learning.
Yeah.
So for those joining us, we don't have an intro yet. We should probably figure out some sort of an intro.
Welcome to Horror Makes Us Happy, the horror podcast where we horror makes us horror. Something like that?
That sounded a little like something else. I don't know.
I know. That's what I was going for. Yeah.
Can't take you anywhere.
No.
Let's see. So.
Oh, no. My camera went down.
Oh. You're supposed to do that before you started the stream.
I forgot. This is a very stressful show. I have to take my anxiety medication. That's my house is on fire. That's where that smoke is coming from.
Sure.
My house is on fire in my mouth.
For those who don't know us, he is joking. He does have his medical certificate. What's the word? License?
Yeah.
Prescription?
One of those.
Card? He's legal. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep forgetting this is like live on YouTube. On yes, the internet.
It will be forever.
No.
All right. So the plan here is we need to get familiar with this layout or format because we're going to start something new here. We've got the normal Horror Makes Us Happy podcast, which is a long form interview where we do a psychological deep dive on any guests that we have on, creators in the horror business, to try to find out what it is that makes them happy. But for this, for these live chats, what we want to do is more conversational because, you know, once we've brought on somebody to have that deep dive conversation, it doesn't really make sense to have them come on and answer those same questions twice. You've already done it once. Why would you do that again? But it would be fun to have the people that we've interviewed join us for additional conversations, more conversational stuff where we can say, hey, what have you been up to since the last time we talked to you? And that's what this is going to end up being, but we need to get a little more familiar with the format and that's not the only thing we're going to do with
this. Get into the flow of things.
Yes. And that's not the only thing that we're going to do with this because we're not planning on having guests every single week. Although we may end up doing that. I'm not sure. It all depends on, you know, availability of guests and whatnot. But there may be just some weeks where it's just us chatting. So, you know, I made some notes here, some format that we can follow, and I sent them to Chris, and we can kind of go through them and get a feel for how much conversation comes up from this format, because that's also a question we have. We don't know if this is going to be a half hour or hour. Chris does host a live stream on our Discord server at 9 p.m. almost at Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on Sundays, where he streams himself drawing his horror-themed webcomic pieces. And it would be nice if we could naturally roll from this into that and then you know, invite people to join us on Discord. But that would require this to last 2 hours. And that does seem a little long, although on the days that we have guests, that might end up working out because we don't know what they're going to end up wanting to talk about or how that conversation is going to go. So We're playing the first episodes here by ear. And if you probably find this later on, that's now you know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Now we got to figure out what we're doing, you know, intro and roll through our format. You know, the funny thing is that, because of the podcast format that we do, you know, we can do a lot of fixing in post, whereas we don't have that opportunity here. So, you know,
this is Bill O'Reilly time. We're doing it live.
Well, that too. However, what I was getting at is, you know, the flubs and the joking and taking 5 minutes to figure out what we want to say and stuff don't have quite the same luxury. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it'll be fun and interesting.
Ooh, can we get like a news graphic, like, you know, with the rotating letters and the dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. You can change your background. And now, Chris, here's Chris with the weather.
And I'll put on a green man suit, like an Always Sunny, only I'll leave just my hands uncovered. So it's just floating hands.
Whatever you prefer. Yes. For those who find this later, Chris makes lots of references that I don't get.
It's Green Man. Probably. I mean, I went Always Sunny with it. I could have gone Trailer Park Boys and talked about, like, you know, Green Bastard Parts Unknown, but
I wouldn't have gotten that either. I mean,
no, you would. Some people got that though. You know what I'm talking about.
There will be those who do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, following the format that we had written out here, I mean, we've talked through what would probably have been our intro. At this point, we probably would be introducing our guest.
We had an intro? Did we discuss that at all?
No, actually, but I wrote down intro.
I see.
And realized you're saying that we've spoken to talk about that.
Yeah, you were the one who wanted to go live.
Are you?
Anyway.
wait. Time out. Were you not on board with this? I mean, we've been talking about this for like years.
No, I meant this session. Like when we were just about to start, there wasn't any kind of like preamble. Like we're going to do this intro. You're just like, you want to go live? Like, okay, I'm ready.
I thought you meant in general. Like, wait. No, what? No.
I didn't want to do this at all. I wanted to start an OnlyFans. Thank you very much.
I mean, I'm not stopping you. I'm also not going to subscribe, but I'm not stopping you. That's your business. You
want support piece?
Not that way. You got bathwater.
For the record, I do not have bathwater. That was a joke.
Do you not take baths?
Not often.
The answer there is no, I shower.
Yeah, that was implied. I mean, I do bathe.
Thank you. let's see. Oh, I did write down here, and I'll have to update this. We probably make like a Google Doc for this or something, but I wrote down that we should probably talk about whatever episode or new interview has been released.
Okay. Like new, like the one we just did today?
That is potential. Hadn't thought of that. What I was thinking about was, so for example, last week we released the interview with Luke Hawker. So we could just mention that for a second. Like I could bring up, you know, the Luke Hawker's IMDb page and kind of go through some of the stuff that he's known for. Although not everything on here is horror related, but you know, we could go through and could do the filter, take off shorts and filter on horror. And then, you know, Black Sheep, Black Spot, The Devil's Rock, Krampus, Wellington Paranormal, Forgive the Fasal. And he's got something called Clamped that's upcoming.
Mm-hmm.
But
Clamps.
But yeah, he's actor, stuntman, special effects artist. And he's the most recent interview on Horror Makes Us Happy. Well, most recent published interview. So if you want to check out what he loves about horror, you can go to horrormakesushappy.com and check that episode out. But as you brought up a second ago, so we just interviewed Owl Going Back today. I have not yet edited that episode. Like we just wrapped that, an hour or two ago. So
that is
in the pipeline. Needs to be edited and uploaded to full version to Patreon. And, you know, I already sent him the email about getting links and bio and stuff like that. So that is in progress. Excuse me. And then if we did have a guest, this is probably where we would introduce our guest, talk to them a bit about what what it is that they're doing and what they're up to. Kind of skipping through that though, probably the next thing on the list would do, assuming we just, you know, spent like half an hour talking to a guest, you know, to have a spot to also talk about our own self-promotional stuff, you know, Discord, Patreon, merch, the horror trivia game that we're working on. Although that's still a little,
which is
a little bit under wraps because I've still got stuff that needs to be done there, but that's going to be good when we,
I think it's complete. I think you can finish it now, but you know, keep pushing that goalpost.
Well, here's the thing. Like we've kind of done a trial run of, I'll share this much for the viewers. So I have gathered 5,000 questions, over 5,000 questions. Mm-hmm. Let me rephrase that. I have researched 5,000 questions on my own. I did not go to other people's websites and pull their questions. When we first started thinking about hosting a horror trivia night, that actually was what we did. What I first did is I went to go look and see what other, you know, lists are out there and what could we compile. And I was not happy with the quality of questions that are out there, as well as many websites, their layout and format. It was like one question per page and you had to like click the button to go next so we could load more ads and crap like that. Like just not good stuff. And so I made the goal for myself. I said 1,000 movies, 5 questions each. It'd be 5,000 questions. That should be more than enough to, you know, by the time you get to the end of them, you'll forget what was at the start. Then you can start over and, you know, and in the process of doing that, decided, you know what? I've also done some web design. I could create a web page where like you click the button and tell it shows you the question and then have to click another button to get the answer. Click another button to go to the next question kind of thing. And we have been,
but where are the ads?
There are none, I think is what you're getting at. Yes. However, we do have a link there to, you know, Patreon and to the Buy Me a Coffee website, if you want to do like a one-time deal. So we'll have that on there. We'll also have a link to our Discord server. If you would like to contribute questions, that's part of the thing too, is, you know, once we do this, if we can then spread it around, get people using it, and then get enough people who want to add more questions, then we're basically now crowdsourcing additions to the database, and we can grow from, you know, 5,000 questions to 10,000 to 15,000, who knows, and keep growing this. That'd be great. But what I was getting at here, and Chris was getting at a second ago, of continuing to do work on the website. Right now, I am just running a live instance of that website and then sharing my screen on Discord when we do this, a little testing. But one of the downsides of it is that when I got this list of, you know, 1,000 most popular horror movies, it was a list from the 1920s up until 2020. And I mean, that's great because you've got a wide selection, but there are a lot of people who haven't seen the movies from the 1920s or 30s or 40s. And so when we were doing this testing on our Discord server, you know, you'd hit this next button, and I randomized it so you wouldn't always get, you know, you didn't have to go through the 30s and the 40s and 50s. You'd jump around. But there were a lot of questions that a lot of people didn't know. And so I thought it'd be a great idea to have, you know, other buttons on this webpage that say, show me only questions from the 30s and 40s or 50s and 60s and, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever, or show me from everything. And so there's a couple, maybe about another 50 or 60 more movies that I want to get questions on. And then I'll try to work on creating those buttons on the website to separate them based on year and then maybe go live. But that is definitely in the works and looking forward to that. What else we got going on? Chris's webcomic is at piecesofflesh.com. That is the horror themed webcomic that we were talking about that he's going to do live streaming of at 9:00.
Yep.
And we could probably stop there with the self promo and kind of like rotate through stuff. Maybe next week we'll do something else, like my book or I don't even know what.
Our podcast.
Our Horror Makes Us Happy podcast. Yes, the full interview stuff. Although we've already kind of talked about that, so don't need to do that here.
Yeah.
Well, You were going to say something?
No, I was just agreeing. I said, yeah.
So we also could probably come up with names for some of these segments, but on the list here, I've got, what's Chris read or watched this week?
Yes, yes. Well, I done went to a movie theater and I seen the Boner Temple. And it was good. No, it was really good. I like many had mixed feelings about 28 years later when I saw it. And after watching it a couple times, I realized it's just so jarring because A, it's been so long, and B, the last film we saw was not, oh shit, I can't remember. Is it Alex Garland or Danny Boyle? Which one was the writer? Which one was the director? I am failing as a horror fan right now. Danny Boyle is the director. Danny Boyle's got a real punk rock slap chop style to his directing and editing. And, you know, the shaky cam was all over the place with 28 Days Later and lots of quick cuts and clips and, you know, interposing of stock footage, like war stock footage and violence and shit like that. And 28 years later, tried to pick up where 28 Days Later left off, whereas 28 Months Later had more of a cinematic feel to it. It was something is different. 28 Years Later comes back to that, and I'm going to try and not be too critical because that's kind of my jam. It was good. It was good overall. There were some scenes and some decisions and things that were rather jarring and left you with a huh. Like, everybody knows the scene at the end with the Jimmies. I can say that now. It's been long enough. But the end to this rant is, I liked 28 Years Later Bone Temple. It was kind of, it was the same universe. It was the same plot. Picks up where the last one left off. Well, a little bit after, with Spike now being a member of the Jimmies. But it was less slapchop. You know, it was more not slow paced, but medium paced. And you got to know the characters a little bit more. It wasn't so all over the place. And that one is still in theaters, so I will say no more regarding the plot because I don't want to spoil things. But let's just say you get a lot more of Dr. Kelson and a lot more of Samson, and it's good. You do also get a lot more of Samson's dick. I
was just wondering when you saw a lot more of Samson. I'm like,
you get a lot more of that Samson too. I saw some images at first, and of course they chose the one images that show him in a loincloth, and I was like, they put pants on him. They put pants on him further down the end of the movie. So yeah. It's still there. It's very big. That's some gore in it too. Some really good gore. Holy shit. Oof. Yeah. Well,
since this video is tagged not safe for work, and by the way, we should probably talk about the amount of cursing. What's that?
I already cursed. Sorry. I forgot to ask if we were okay.
So the video is marked not for kids, so I'm less worried about that. But I did want to say, and we should probably talk about this offline, but we should probably try to at least limit, like not zero cursing, but limit it, because I'm guessing, I'd be willing to bet that YouTube is, doing AI voice recognition and, you know, keeping track of the level of it. But anyway.
Yeah, we're on YouTube now. We have to say SA. That's what all the YouTubers say.
No, I'm not doing that.
No, I know. But like something along those lines, and I'll try and keep the F-bomb.
I take that back. I might do SA for that, but there are other things that no. Where was I going? What was I talking about?
Miramar, and you were talking about spider monkeys.
No, and no.
Damn. Can I say damn? Damn's okay, right?
As far as I know.
Talking about a large wall. It's underwater.
I don't remember what I was going to say. I've lost it.
All right, maybe related to the movie 28 years later.
I don't know. Oh yeah. I think that's what I was going to say, was that, it's been long enough that I don't remember 28 days or 28 weeks, but 28, and I haven't seen the Bone Temple yet, but my thought on 28 years was that I liked it, but there were enough plot holes that I felt there were, if not the whole movie, actually, I'm going to step that back. More than probably half the movie was more style over substance.
Yeah, I would agree.
It was let's hit these plot points and not care about how we get between them so much.
Yeah. And
I say it that way because it's kind of like the same thing with Star Wars. My gripe with a lot of the Star Wars movies is that what should have been three movies in some cases, I think should have been six or nine, because they're more focused on hitting the plot points without doing the proper work to get from point A to point B. It's not that I didn't have a problem with going from point A to point B. I had a problem with how they got from point A to point B. They just like jumped faster than they should have. They should have, you know, done more work to set things up. And that's kind of how I felt about 28 years later. I didn't have so much a problem with the beats or the points. It was, I felt like they were speeding from point to point. Anyway, what else have you seen this week? Anything? Fallen asleep to anything on TV while crashing on the couch?
Yeah, but I don't remember what it was.
Of course.
I watched something on Shudder, didn't I? I woke up with some terrible shit on Amazon because I fell asleep watching some sci-fi movie and I woke up to some terrible CGI fest about alien spheres that were attacking the Earth, and we were disabling them with EMF fields. Redundancy annoys me.
Why does that have to do with redundancy?
EMF field.
Oh, yeah, got
it. You can just say EMF. That's like ATM machine.
Yeah. Yeah, until you mentioned the EMF, knocking them out with EMF, you're talking about alien spheres. I'm like, do you know how that little that narrows it down? But the EMF, knocking them out with EMF does kind of narrow it down a little bit. I have no idea what you're talking about, but maybe
I want to say it was called Alien Rubicon. It was very sci-fi original production.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was looking for. Let me see. Oh, yeah, I checked out that Beast of War shark movie on Shudder, the Australian World War II shark movie. It's kind of like Australian SS Indianapolis. It was all right. Had some decent gore.
SS Indianapolis?
Yeah, the ship from Jaws where 400 men went in. And
Yeah.
No distress signal had been sent. We said farewell and adieu to you, dear Spanish ladies. And then we drank to our legs. These are all Jaws references. Yes. You know this one.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I don't know the lines, but I know the reference you're making. I know that something similar to that did happen in real life, although I don't know if it was the USS Indianapolis. I would have to look that up, but the setup here in the dining room is not conducive to me typing.
I should look it up. Navy cruiser that sank on July 30th, 1945, after being torpedoed by Japanese submarine. And just completed a secret mission. Yeah, this is the one they were talking about in Jaws.
Okay.
But yeah, Beast of War is like that, only it's an Australian boat, smaller, and they were also hit by Japanese Zeros, and the boat just got obliterated. So 90% of the movie is just them floating on this raft as
survivors.
A single shark kills them off one by one. But I chuckled because I remembered a detail. It was actually pretty cool. The shark, I think, swallowed an air raid siren, and it was broken. So whenever the shark was approaching, you would just hear this like a wraithy scream from underneath the water. That was a pretty cool effect. I like that.
So the only air raid siren I can think of is the kind that like is generator operated, that like it's a crank.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also it would probably,
well, maybe it was stuck in its gills and moving through the water caused the crank to wind, you know, as it moved through the water. Take your brain out.
Yeah, exactly.
Just watch the shark go chomp chomp. People lose their legs, people lose their torsos. There was a scene where there's one guy, they did the thing where, you know, a guy gets attacked and then he comes back up and, you know, like, oh, are you okay? And then he, you know, tips over and just bobs up and down, and it's only half his torso. But his name was Bobby.
It's like those bad jokes from middle school. What do you call a guy with no arms and no legs in a pool?
Bobby?
Bob.
Yeah. Bob.
Horrible.
See. Yeah. Keeping an eye on chat. I agree, Final Girlway. The Stranger sequel was very similar. Going back to the 28 years later.
Oh, did somebody do this in chat?
Yeah, it's Ray.
Oh, hello.
And I think there was somebody else in there too.
I heard a bunch of people chatting in Discord in the other room, but I don't have Discord up here because it would, I don't know if I should even bother trying without setting up a second monitor.
Do you really need a second monitor?
I do. I'll have to get a HDMI to DVI adapter. probably order that off eBay this week. Mm-hmm. What else we got on the list? Horror news. We've got a bunch of topics here that I pulled that we could chat about. We already talked about Bone Temple. And then
yes, we did.
Next thing on the list was a bunch of new releases, although they're kind of old, you know, a couple weeks old now, because I made this list like 2 weeks ago. The only ones I recognize was Predator Badlands and Primate. Yeah. I know you talked about that. Have you seen
Primate? I haven't seen Primate yet. Okay. I have not. I was tempted to, because it and 28 years later, Bone Temple were like the only things in theaters. But Primate looks good. It doesn't look like it's a very complex story, but basically, they made a movie out of the Gordy's Home segment from
Nope. I was thinking that. I mean, just based off the image that I saw, I didn't actually do any reading on it, but I looked at it and I'm like, that looks a lot like. Next one on here is Mike Flanagan doing a, I don't know if it's a remake of The Exorcist or a reboot or what.
Yeah. And who is Scarlett Johansson playing? Because that's the only news that I've heard about it so far is that Mike Flanagan's doing that. Her and someone else are going to be starring.
I mean, the only women that I can think of in the movie are either Regan or her mother. So
yeah, she's too old to play Regan. So it would be her mother. Or I think he said he was going with a reimagining, which means it could be an entirely different. It may just involve an exorcism. And that's the connection.
Maybe.
Who knows?
More to come. What else? New Paranormal Activity movie coming.
Yeah.
Although that's not going to be until next year, 2027.
What can they really do with that series at this point, you know?
Eli Roth, Thanksgiving 2, which we just watched Thanksgiving 1 on Thanksgiving. Did we watch it on Thanksgiving or Halloween?
No, it was on Thanksgiving. I put it on Thanksgiving because why not?
Couldn't remember. What else? Mr. Robot.
Okay, hold on. Going back to Exorcist again.
Yes.
Here's an interesting twist. I believe the true story that The Exorcist is based on was it was a little boy who was possessed. And of the two actors that are noted in the film is Scarlett Johansson and Jacoby Juppé, who appears to be a little boy. So maybe they're going closer to the original story and maybe Scarlett Johansson's going to be a nun.
You and I have talked about this a little bit in the past that I don't know what the movie itself was specifically based on, but I know that there was also a real life story about a German, I think it was a German girl who had an exorcism. If it's not German, then it's like, you know, Austrian or somewhere in there that became Germany kind of thing. So I don't know which one the movie was actually based on, but you have said that there's a boy as well. And I'm guessing there might be more than two. So I don't know.
Ray, Chungus, Chad. I can refer to Chad now. Chad, do you have the answer? Because I name my viewers Chad. I just not that I need them, Chad.
I'm guessing that's a reference to something.
Yeah, Chungus knows what I'm talking about. It was a Me Canyon video about the YouTuber who needed his views and he would steal people's eyes and eat them.
Story. Yes, this would be the proper area to make that kind of chat comment. That always bugs me when like people do that in like normal conversation. It's like, oh, like eye twitch kind of thing. And Bones,
the Exorcist.
Yes, I know you do that. What's that?
Is Bones in the chat too?
No, but I'm saying if he sees this, I know he does that.
Yeah, Bones does do that. Yes, The Exorcist is loosely based on a real case from 1949 involving an alleged demonic possession. The exorcism of a teenage boy known by pseudonyms like Ronald Doe and Robbie Mannheim. Okay. Huh. Yeah, maybe they're going closer to the original source material or something. I don't know.
It's going to bug me now. I know there was a girl, too, like Michelle Annalise or something like that.
No. Chungus was XQC, the name of the YouTuber.
You brought this up earlier. We were talking.
Oh.
What?
Okay. That's right. You can't see the chat. Ray just said that the exorcism of Emily Rose is loosely based off the one that you were talking about. There's so many exorcism movies. It's hard to keep track of.
Yes. So you brought this up. I don't know. At some point in the last day or two, you brought this one up. The Maggie Gyllenhaal, Bride of Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. That looks pretty dope. I brought that up today. Yeah, I did not know that it was a Maggie Gyllenhaal joint. Jesse Buckley as the bride and Christian Bale as the monster.
Then who's Maggie going to play?
She's directing it.
Ah, okay.
Directing or writing? Probably directing. I've seen something by hers before, and I want to say she does good movie.
I didn't even know that she was into directing. Hmm? Good for her.
Yeah. No, I've apparently not seen anything by her. She's done two films, The Lost Daughter and Homemade.
Only two or only two horror films?
Only two, period. Okay. The Bride looks really good, though. Apparently, according to that really disgusting article you sent me, Christian Bale, when getting cast for the role, sent Maggie pictures of Sid Vicious for inspiration for his design for the monster.
Okay. Well, I could kind of see that now that you mentioned
it. Well, they're going for like a, yeah, no, right? They're going for like a punk rock design of them, but also it's set in the 40s, I think it said.
Okay.
Also, it looks like it will be starring the likes of Annette Bening, Peter Sarsgaard, and Jake Gyllenhaal.
I'm just amused at the thought of them using, what's the pins? Not bobby pins.
Oh, the neck pins?
Well, the pins the punks use for fashion accessories. Safety pins. Just amused at the idea of them using that for instead of like staples on the neck, using safety pins.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I might have to check that out now.
What's that?
Swift of Horror 365 says that the movie The Ritual was based on the incident, or based on the book, what'd they say? Yeah, it's about the original case that inspired The Exorcist. So they have already made a film about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I prefer the other Ritual with the giant upside down frog deer god.
And, you have a thing for deers.
Yeah. I like Wendigos.
Oh, is that what it is?
I thought you said anything with antlers.
See?
Exactly. It's a Wendigo thing. They always actually, I don't know where that came from, apparently, because the I believe the actual mythos of Wendigo are just gaunt, bald human being or humanoid creatures, and they actually don't have antlers.
Ask a wrong guy.
Yeah. Or maybe like the newer version of Wendigos look like that, and they do have antlers. Hmm. It's been a minute. I'm not low.
I'm amused by the concept of a new version of Wendigos. Story's been around.
Well, it's like Satanism. You know, you got your Levian Satanism, and then you got your Satanic Temple Satanism. You know, it's Neo Wendigo. Mm.
I saw something recently about a Silent Hill movie. I think Steve Barton posted it about on Facebook.
I have not heard good things.
Yeah, he said
like a 6 on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. It was single digit.
If I remember correctly, what Steven said that he liked all of the individual elements, but there was just something about it that didn't click.
It seemed like it was similar to some other movies. Like I saw somebody do a review of Alien Romulus earlier today that just shat on for being nothing but references and Ember Berries. And I like Alien Romulus. I think it was good.
Yeah. We probably shouldn't name drop on that one because if it was a negative review, but
that's why I intentionally did not mention his name. Yeah, you saw it too. Okay, good catch. Good catch. The teamwork. Yeah. I mean, I have not seen the film yet, but I imagine that is the problem with Return to Silent Hill. Return to Silent Hill, the game, whatever the Silent Hill movie that's coming out is, from what I've heard from the reviews, everyone's just like, yeah, it's the. They check all the boxes, you know, it's got a pyramid head and it's got the blind twitchy nurses and this part from the video game and this part from the video game. But they forgot things like character development and plot.
Hmm. Yeah, can't win them all.
Yeah. For the record, I think the plot of Alien Romulus was adequate. I've seen worse.
The plot was, but there were some massive holes in that for me. I remember watching that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The one, there were like three or four that just made me kind of want to yell out loud. But I remember the one that really pissed me off the most was they were in that elevator thing that had openings to it. And
oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was.
Yeah, we paused it on that. Like,
I don't know if it was xenomorphs or face huggers, but something like jumped onto the elevator on the outside, but never bothered to try to get inside, even though it had openings. Yeah. Like,
So no, it couldn't get through. The door was closed. The door, the giant door with
the massive opening right next to it.
Supposedly a door. Yeah, it was just kind of a door with like bars and grating with holes about yay big. And yeah, it was facehuggers and they could totally get through a hole that big. But like, yeah. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of like when you're in a video game and the design of the
hitbox,
the scenery is like that. Yeah, it's like a hitbox. Like, yeah. Well, there's a hole through that thing. That facehugger could totally get through there. Yeah, but the game says it can't. So
right. Yeah,
it can't.
That and the other thing that pissed me off was there's that one scene where it's like somebody has to walk through quietly and not make any noise. And of course they fucking make some noise like that.
Of course they make some noise. Yeah.
And it was a stupid reason too. Like it didn't have to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But of course it had to happen.
Because then the pitch movie, feeding.
What's that?
Cause plot. Yeah. That and, all right, last one, and we'll stop shitting on Alien Romulus and move on to something else. But yeah, Weyland-Yutani would just leave a ship orbiting like that, and they weren't up there like bam, like that. Like, well, they were on their way to get to the ship, but they said they were going to be there in like 2 weeks or something. Like, motherfucker, that is the xenomorph on there and a very valuable commodity to them. So they would be there yesterday. But
I don't know. Because I can kind of see that one. That's. If they were trying to keep it in containment, you know, you don't want to send any schmo because then it winds up, you know, down on the planet and just wipes out the entire planet.
I guess, or that, or like maybe they did have a rapid response unit that could have been out there ASAP, but then that would have alerted people like why are you sending a ship there so fast, huh? If they want to be sneaky with it.
Potentially. Yeah. I guess the arguments on that one.
Let's see. Swift of Horror says Return to Silent Hill. Just wasn't a good movie. Cool visuals, decent jump scares. Felt like the game. I recommend waiting to see it at home if you must go to the theater, buy a budget price ticket. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've gotten from the reviews I've heard. Like, the kills and the effects look cool and stuff from the game. So if you like the game, if you're a diehard fan of the game, you will like it, it sounds like.
The other thing you could do, there's... some movie theaters have like those monthly clubs where you pay $20 or $30 and you get to go watch however many movies you want. Those can be a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last two things we had on the list here were unfortunate passing away notices.
Yeah.
Leprechaun writer and director, Mark Jones, and Army of Darkness actor, Marcus Gilbert.
Yeah, it was sad to hear about Marcus Gilbert. No shade to Marcus Jones, Mark Jones, but yeah, this guy. Did he do anything besides Army of Darkness? I'm not making myself sound any better.
To be completely honest,
who cares about the director of Leprechaun?
To be honest, I'm not familiar with either of them, but I added them to the list because I thought you might.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the world. I can't know them all.
Almost all of them. All 7.5. Billion? How many people are we up to now? 8? 9 billion?
Somewhere between 7 and 8.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's in Rambo 3. Fun fact, I have not seen any Rambo or any Rocky movies.
Should at least see the first one. The first one was good.
Yeah. I've heard good things.
If I remember one or two of the other ones were decent as well, but usually, now I'm thinking about it, this is true both for Rocky and Rambo. The first ones were probably the best of the series, and then maybe there's one or two others that were decent. With Rocky, the one that had Apollo Creed, that one was pretty good. Actually, let me rephrase that, because I haven't seen it in a long, long time. It may not hold up that well if I were to go rewatch it, but I remember at the time, compared to the others, that was one of the better ones. And it's, of course, got the memes, so can't go wrong with that. If nothing else, you'd be sitting there going,
guys. You know,
doing the fuck, what's his name?
Drago?
No, the meme of Leonardo.
Leo DiCaprio. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, you'll be doing that through the whole movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's like Vampire's Kiss. I mean, there are a bunch of memes that came from Vampire's Kiss, but I've known about the memes from Vampire's Kiss. There was another movie that I saw recently where it was just like, oh my God, that's where the meme's from.
Don't know. But we're pushing an hour here. And so I think, you know, if we had a guest, I think it would be best for us to do this at 7 because, you know, a guest would probably push us to 8:30, maybe a little longer than that, depending on the guest. So if we were to start this at 8 and have a guest, we could probably cut some of this stuff and, you know, it'd be a shorter episode. But I think 7's a good time for this. It's either that or like 7:30, but then who wants to do something at a half of an hour mark? You don't do something at 7:30. Either do it 7 or 8.
Yeah. Half hour mark's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Although knowing you, actually, we could say it starts at 7:30 and then start a date.
I feel personally attacked because that is what happened.
I'm in this picture and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. You're wrong though. I've actually done that several times. Tried to like trick myself into being on time for something by thinking that I have to be there an hour early.
Cool. Well, I can't think of anything else that we really should add. Probably some sort of a closing. I mean, obviously the closing to invite people to join your drawing party on Discord.
But, yeah, should we start putting a link to the Discord in like the description or in the chat? Okay.
I was thinking about that. The OBS allows you to create, can't think of what the word was, but basically create the episode and include the description and all that. Is that you making that noise?
Yeah, that's me. I was like, what the hell?
yeah, I didn't do that this time. I've got to come up with something. I've got a template that I use on all the other YouTube videos that we upload for episodes, but I had not yet come up with, I could probably just copy that one over, but I'll have to do that offline. I was not prepared to do that this evening.
Yeah, it's first time. I think it went pretty well. Yeah. I kept the F-bombs to a minimum. We kind of had our format.
Yeah. The main thing I was wondering is whether or not there's anything that we're going to realize that we have left out that we should add. What? What?
Nothing. Pterodactyl attack.
Pterodactyl? What?
Pterodactyl attack. Sometimes they happen. Don't worry about it. Right. Check the chat.
If I do that, then you've got the black box over your face.
Oh, right. Should get a second monitor.
I'll have to work on that.
Yeah.
We could have a segment for Uzi.
He's asleep. That would be a lot of the segment.
Yes. Yeah. Also, potentially a segment for.
Oh yeah. Also, he's too far away.
Warhammer 40K.
Yeah, we could do something like that. That'd be cool. Yeah. You could show off this ass. For the record, that is the waist portion of a Titan that I'm building.
Sure, yeah. It is.
It is. It's an official model. It's lots of 40K fans know about this. It's called what's the horrible lewd name they gave it? It's not Titty Titans. It is a Warlord Titan, so the official name is War Mommy. Yeah, it's ridiculous that someone made it and I want to print it, but my printer's being an asshole.
After having printed one?
That was one of the last things it did. Yeah, maybe that's why he came up. It was just like, no, I'm not printing anything for you again. This is wrong. This is wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, no, I was expecting you to pull out something, you know, horror related that would be cool to show on camera and fucking that.
Okay, Ray, I love that idea. She said to strap a camera to Uzumaki.
It wouldn't go anywhere.
I mean, so we go to the food and then to the chair, the food and the chair. Actually, no, because then that would just be a lot of me yelling at my cat.
Do an Uzi cam and just point it at the chair.
That works. If you get rid of the background because it's too far away. I tried that a second ago and all you see is the horror makes his happy background.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't like things that are far away.
It's because he's asleep right now. Near. Still. Far.
Far.
Youngins ain't gonna get that one. You gonna?
No.
All right, we're at 8 even. Let me give it a close.
Yeah. I'm speaking into the microphone.
That's what I was wondering if you're trying to do. Yes.
I'm having fun with this.
I can see this. So an hour from now on Discord, and if anybody happens to watch this later, hopefully we'll have updated the description for this video. If you happen to see this before, have not gotten a chance to do that yet. If you go to horrormakesushappy.com, as a matter of fact, I can even bring it up on the screen. There is a link right here that says, join us on Discord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can watch me work on my webcomic where I draw this comic about people that eat people because their limbs fall off and they worship a demon god.
Necromantic cannibals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Placing body parts. Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I always feel weird like using that description for the webcomic because the webcomic is the origin story of all the necromantic cannibals that have to replace their body parts. There's really none of that in the comic.
Correct.
Yet.
Leading up to. Well, they are doing cannibal stuff. They're just not doing the well, okay, hang on. They're doing cannibal stuff and they're doing necromancy. They just haven't combined the two yet.
Yeah. Yeah. In this comic. However, in Meat, they are at the stage where they're losing body parts. So that's where they have like scars and stuff from where they've stitched on new ones.
True. Jumping around a bit in the timeline. Mm-hmm. We will also have to come up with an outro, and I'm thinking about you know, intro and outro music. Mm-hmm. Whether or not we want to do that,
we gotta do a catchphrase. I hate to say it; it's cheesy as fuck, but it's what you do on YouTube. We gotta do a catchphrase like "Stay spooky" or something stupid like that. Stay happy.
I'll leave that one up to you.
Okay, I'm gonna workshop it.
It was your idea.
Yeah. Damn it.
Fuck.
Exactly. That's what we should do for the outro. Just a gif of Geralt. Fuck.
I thought you were going to say that we should both say fuck at the same time.
Do that too. You got to do it like Geralt. You got to like just die a little inside and lower your head. Fuck.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Geralt of Rivia from The Witcher.
Oh.
By Henry Cavill.
Okay. Okay, now gif. I know who you're talking about, but I've never seen it. I may have seen the GIF. I may have seen the GIF, but I've never watched the show. I don't like watching TV. Okay. I don't like watching movies.
Yeah, that's more my thing.
What's that?
I said that's more my thing. But yes, you are a bad something. Finish that sentence.
I'm a bad many things. I'm a bad... No.
I got the warning. You can say it.
I don't think I needed to finish that. You should have known what that was.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, for lack of a better closing, thank you to everybody who has joined us. Hopefully we can continue doing this on a weekly thing and have fun with it and invite people to join us on Discord.
Yep.
So toodaloo, and we will see you over on Discord.
Bye. See you all over on Discord in an hour. Watch me draw stuff. Bye.